Welcome back to Bears Game Night Live and the PNC studio here at Hallis Hall. Kyle Long joins me now. And Kyle, that was one of the most exciting finishes I've seen in a long time. How do you deal with the emotional roller coaster when it comes down to the wire like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. It's so hard to win in the NFL. It's so hard to win on the road in the NFL. And it's so hard to win at Arrowhead Stadium. And to be down, I think it was 17-3 there with under 4 minutes left. You know, tremendous effort by the defense today. Jay did a tremendous job extending plays with his feet, getting outside the pocket. Receivers, although we were really worn down at the receiver position, we had four guys out there running marathons all day because there's no subs. So the collective effort was amazing, and the sense of relief when, you know, we thought that pass was complete there at the end to the Chiefs, the guy on the Chiefs, got turned back. So there was a 67-yard field goal. I mean, we were all, like, nobody could really watch the field goal. So it was crazy at the end.
It was tough to watch at home, too. Yeah. I can't imagine being there. The way you guys came back and fought till the very end, what does that say about this football team?
You know, it's one thing that John Fox and his staff has really instilled in us. Don't blink. You know, don't flinch. Don't hesitate for a second. There's going to be bad things that happen in a game. The best teams are the ones that can continue going, push on through the hard times, and, you know, ride storms out. And on the other side, it's... you know, if you can keep your head down, keep swinging your axe. He was talking about that last week. You know, you can't chop a tree down in a couple chops. You got to just be out there all day. It may take 1,000 chops, but eventually that thing's going to fall over.
This is the second week in a row you guys have really rallied around Jay. How has his leadership been a factor?
Yeah, he's a baller. I think we're just going to sit back and watch him play from now on. Like, you know, I miss all the really cool plays because I'm blocking or trying to block somebody. But you hear the crowd go crazy and you see the receiver in the end zone with the ball, or Matt in the end zone with the ball. It's amazing the things that he's able to do. And people have been really hard on him, and I think he's a tremendous leader. All the guys love him here. So we're excited to have him. We're excited to have him back healthy.
You had a tough job yourself today. I mean, matching up against Justin Houston, Pro Bowler. Do you take a different approach with a guy like that?
Not really. I mean, you show up and you got to block him. That's your job. You're trying to keep Jay handsome and his hair perfect. So whatever that is, you know, whatever you got to do, sometimes it's ugly. You got to kick, claw, scratch to get the job done.
Hronis Cressou making his NFL debut today. Did you give him a little bit of advice? It seemed like he got more comfortable as the game went on.
Yeah, well, it's a unique situation with Hronis. I'd played with him before in big-time games, but at the college level. And he was almost my veteran when I came into Oregon. I was a transfer. So having him out there today, and understanding that he has that confidence and that intelligence to be able to handle certain situations. He did a great job today. I mean, there's times where Matt might have to help out with something, but it's such a raucous crowd. You can't hear anything. But credit to Hronis, did a great job.
All right, thanks, Kyle. Yeah. Keep it rolling. Thanks, next week. Back to you guys in the studio.